안녕하세요. Hello. It's nice to be back. I know it's been a while. We had some issues with the podcast website. So long story short, you need a website to host your podcasts, and there were some issues, but we found a new one, and hopefully it's going to work and I'll be a bit more consistent from now on. Yeah, and today we're actually going to be talking about Hallyu. So you might know it as the Hallyu Wave, and this was suggested to us by T. So thank you for that, and make sure to fill out the suggestion Google form if you want me to talk about something in specific. And so we'll get started. 시작합시다. So what does that mean? So Korean words are actually rooted from hanja, which are Chinese characters. And in Hallyu, there's two hanjas. So the first one, Han, is from Korea, Hanguk, e Han. And then the Ryu means wave. So Hallyu literally translates to Korean wave. And so if we're going to be talking about Hallyu, we need to talk about K-pop. 난 처음엔, so first, 2009년, 2009, Nobody라는 곡이 발표됐어요. There was a song called Nobody. And 이게 K-pop의 시작, 아주 이른 시작 중이라도 볼수 있겠죠. So we can see this as kind of one of the first steps of K-pop and its popularization. 그리고 이 Nobody라는 곡이, so this song called Nobody, 가 처음으로 유튜브에서, so for the first time in YouTube, 100만 뷰를 넘었어요. So it surpassed 1 million views, which is the first time ever for like Korean music. 그래서 이게 아주 큰 뉴스였죠. So this was like pretty big news. It was the first time that a Korean song had surpassed 1 million views. And today it might not seem like a lot, but it was in the beginnings of YouTube and kind of K-pop. So this was a big deal. 그리고 Nobody라는 곡을 발표한 그룹이, so the group that released this song called Nobody, 는 Wonder Girls라는 K-pop 그룹이었어요. So they were a group called Wonder Girls. 그리고 Wonder Girls 말고도, so 말고도 means other than, so other than just Wonder Girls. 그 말고도 다른 그룹이 많았죠. So there were a lot of other K-pop groups as well. 소녀시대, which means Girls' Generation. 소녀 means girl, 시대 means generation, and Big Bang. So Wonder Girls, Big Bang. There was also Super Junior, which was really popular, and 그리고 이런 K-pop 그룹들이 처음 이런 많았죠. So there were a lot of K-pop groups like these. 그리고 이렇게 K-pop이 커질 수 있었던 이유. So one of the reasons why K-pop could become so big 는 유튜브와 SNS죠. So one of those reasons have to be YouTube and social media. In Korea, we actually refer to social media as SNS. So if you ever go to Korea, you'll probably hear SNS more than like social media. 유튜브에 뮤직비디오나 예능 올리자 사람들이 많이 보기 시작했어요. So as people uploaded music videos and like TV shows of these K-pop groups, it became more and more popular and more people began to see them. 그리고 K-pop과 한국 문화가 세계에 퍼지게 됐어요. So that's how K-pop and Korean culture, so 한국 문화, Korean culture, 세계에 퍼지다. So it like spread out throughout the world. 그리고 2012년에, so 2012, 강남 스타일이라는 곡이 발표됐어요. So there was a song called Gangnam Style that was released. And it was by an artist named Psy. And 정말 이 곡은 세계를 흔들었어요. So this song, 이 곡, 세계를 흔들다. That means, 세계 means world. 흔들다 means shake. So this song literally shook the world because it was so popular. And 정말 이 강남 스타일 후 한류가 정말 시작됐다고 볼 수 있죠. So really, it was thanks to Gangnam Style that this Korean wave really, really began. 그리고 강남 스타일 말고도 이때쯤 엑소가 데뷔했죠. So EXO, which is another popular K-pop group, debuted around this time. 그리고 요즘은 뭐 BTS? So 요즘 means like recently. So recently, like BTS, also groups like Twice, a lot of K-pop groups are being more and more popular and recognized. 그들의 인기는 장난이 아니죠. So what that means is 인기 means popularity. 장난 literally translates to like a play, like playful, like joke. So 인기가 장난이 아니다. So their popularity is not a joke. It's amazing. They're so popular. Even I live in the US and I know so many BTS fans. It's crazy. 하고 요즘 BTS 같은 그룹은 뭐 미국 방송, so 미국 American 방송, just like TV shows. 미국 방송에도 많이 나오고 있어요. So they've been going to a lot of different American TV shows. I think they were on like Jimmy Fallon, James Corden, and like so many more. And actually, I think BTS brings in like $4 billion, $5 billion to the Korean economy. 미쳤죠. It's crazy. But it's not just K-pop. K-pop뿐만은 아니죠. K-drama라고 부르는 우리 드라마도 꽤 인기가 있죠. So K-dramas are also quite popular as well. 예를 들면 처음에는 Winter Sonata라는 부르는 드라마. So there was a drama called Winter Sonata that was really, really popular. 대장금, 도깨비, which is goblin. Tokkebi is like a traditional, it's like a legendary kind of goblin in Korea. 그리고 태양의 후예. So that means descendants of the sun. You might have heard of these, especially descendants of the sun has been, that one was really popular. 그리고 뭐 이런 드라마의 종류도 많고. So there's a variety of like genres of these K-dramas. 사극. 꽤 뭐 인기 있는 장르 중 하나죠. So 사극 is kind of like the traditional like period dramas, and those are also one of the more popular ones in Korea as well. 그리고 이런 K-드라마에서도 유명한 인기 있는 배우들도 많이 생겼죠. So in these dramas, there's also a lot of like famous and popular actors who starred in a lot of these popular dramas. 그리고 K-drama 말고도, so other than just K-dramas, 요즘 인기 있는 것 중 하나가, so one of the more popular things like recently는 바로 메이크업, so makeup, 그리고 skincare. 그래서 한국에는 여자들이 메이크업을 많이 써요. So a lot of people, a lot of women, especially in Korea, do wear makeup. And it's really popular. 인기가 많아요. 특히 뭐 스킨케어 종류, So 종류 means type. So like especially the like the skincare like moisturizers, those are also very popular. 그리고 한국뿐만이 아니라 요즘은 세계적으로도 한국의 스킨케어가 유명해졌죠. So recently, the skincare and makeup in Korea isn't just its popularity isn't just limited to Korea anymore. It's gone international, and there's a lot of Korean products in stores that you can see nowadays, which is really, really shows that it's really, really popular. 그리고 한국의 뭐 스킨케어나 메이크업이 아주 좋기로 유명해요. So it's known for being pretty good. So a lot of the products work really well. And obviously not all of them will, but generally it has a good reputation. 그래서 한류의 영향은 무엇인가? So what is the impact of the Korean wave? 영향 means impact. 일단은 한국어. So first, Korean. 한국어를 배우는 사람들이 아주 많아졌어요. So there's a lot more people who are trying to learn Korean now, which is awesome. Maybe even you listeners are part of that group. 그리고 한국어뿐만 아니죠. So it's not just Korean. 한국의 다른 뭐 문화의 한복 같은 So other parts of Korean culture, like 한복, 그 뭐 경복궁 같은 데 가면은 한복을 입고 사진 찍는 사람들도 많이 보이죠. So if you go to somewhere like 경복궁, which is like a famous, I guess you could call it like a castle in Korea, you will see a lot of people, foreigners, taking photos in 한복. And just going around to different like famous spots in Korea. And 그리고 한국 음식 특히 뭐 갈비나 K-barbecue가 요즘 인기가 많죠. And also Korean food has become more popular. For example, K-barbecue in where I live, it's been really popular in the recent years, and there's a lot of Korean barbecue restaurants like everywhere now. 뭐 그리고 뭐 음악, 책, 뭐 fashion, so things like music, like fashion. There's just or literature. There's a lot of different like aspects of Korean culture that has been. Become more popularized and more recognized thanks to the Korean wave.
한류는 역사가 그렇게 깊지는 않지만
So the history, 역사, which means history, the history of 한류 isn't so, so long.
그치만 오늘 말하지 않았던 것도 있으니까
So there's some things that we didn't talk about today.
더 알고 싶으면 폼에다가 적어주세요.
So please write your suggested topic if you want to learn more about Hanyu, maybe specifically about like K-pop or the K-dramas or the food, just anything. Just make sure to just fill out the form and then I can see what you guys want me to talk about next.
그리고 오늘은 여기가 끝인 것 같고
So I think that's it for today. And thank you for tuning in.
감사합니다. 다음 주에 다시 보겠습니다.
So I'll see you next week. Thank you.